Now let's think about something that we thought about this morning. For me he died, for me he lives, and everlasting life and light he freely gives. Remember this morning, somewhere along the way, we talked about Jesus on the cross, dying for us, and the darkness that covered the earth when he bore our sins. That was such a sacred moment, as I said, the pivotal moment in all of history. Jesus dying on the cross for us. This morning I didn't read my reading for loyal responses until after meeting. And what do you know? I found this truth here, this truth of substitution that we just sang about. He gave himself for me. For me he died, for me he lives. Maybe to put this in, maybe to help jog your memory. Maybe you don't remember that we mentioned the cross. Do you remember that I said that Jesus cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And then I mentioned forsakenness, and I said, I wonder if that's a word. Now does that come back to you? Okay. And Sister Auntie came to me after meeting and said, I'm the one that you were talking to. Yeah, we were listening to a sermon on the way up, and the minister said a couple times, guiltiness. And she said to me, is guiltiness a word? And I think it's not. It's guilt. It's the same thing, right? But who knows? I now think that forsakenness is a word. Another word for the same thing is dereliction. Dereliction. A derelict, if you look it up in the dictionary, is someone who was forsaken. And Jesus was a derelict. Can you imagine that? For us, for me. He became a derelict. He was forsaken because of our sins that he bore. And sure enough, I opened the book and I read this and it stirred my heart. By the way, these books are in the boathouse if anyone doesn't have one. I hope my reading this makes you just want this book so bad. Okay, by thy cross. And that's not just to drum up business. That's so you'll be blessed. By thy cross and passion. And the text is, he hath given us rest by his sorrow and life by his death. And where is that text found, by the way? He hath given us rest by his sorrow and life by his death. Is there anyone who knows where that text is found? We have already recited it here in the pulpit in the last couple days. Anybody know? He hath given us rest by his sorrow and life by his death. Anybody? Sister Antia? Oh, yes, you do. See that? I stumped you guys. I know she knows. I read it the other day. It's not in the Bible. Yes, okay. It's from Pilgrim's Progress. Very good. When the burden rolled off his back. Okay. You did get it. Here we go. Ready? What hast thou done for me, O mighty friend, who lovest to the end? Reveal thyself that I may now behold thy love unknown, untold, bearing the curse and made a curse for me, that blessed and made a blessing I might be. O thou wast crowned with thorns, that I might wear a crown of glory fair, exceeding sorrowful, that I might be exceeding glad in thee, rejected and despised, that I might stand accepted and complete on thy right hand, wounded for my transgressions, stricken sore, that I might sin no more, weak, that I might be always strong in thee, bound, that I might be free, acquaint with grief, that I might only know fullness of joy in everlasting flow. Thine was the chastisement with no release, that mine might be the peace. The bruising and the cruel stripes were thine, that healing might be mine. Thine was the sentence and the condemnation, mine the acquittal and the full salvation. For thee revilings and a mocking throng, for me the angel song, for thee the frown, the hiding of God's face. For me, his smile of grace, sorrows of hell and bitterest death for thee, and heaven and everlasting life for me. Thy cross and passion and thy precious death, while I have mortal breath, shall be my spring of love and work and praise, the life of all my days, till all this mystery of love supreme be solved in glory. Glory's endless theme. Boy, that's tremendous. Get this book, read this book. Amen. Did you hear that paradox and all those opposites there? Okay. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for all you've done. One more song out of our books, 103. 103. We have to stand for this one, too. Come, Lord, stand and do let it ring. Thank you.